We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
A lot to get to, but I wanted to start with the latest developments in the James Wiseman eligibility case. I reported for CBS Sports last night that Memphis, the NCAA, and James Wiseman's legal team had been in communication throughout the week in an attempt to resolve the eligibility issue connected to the five-star freshman that's been dominating conversations, not only in this market, but really throughout the sport of college basketball. Then this morning, Wiseman's lawsuit was dropped, and just a few minutes after that was announced, Memphis announced that it has ruled James Wiseman ineligible and is seeking reinstatement in a traditional and more normal, less risky way. And this is all the result of what I reported last night, that everybody involved, whether they'll admit it or not, now understands, even if they didn't understand it initially, that it is in everybody's best interest, including the NCAA's, to resolve this rather than extend a high-profile, contentious legal matter that was, to different degrees, risky for each party. And so now here we are. This will be resolved soon. James Wiseman is going to miss some games, the number of which remains unclear, but based on the possible number from various sources, it's reasonable to assume he's going to play the bulk of this season through the conference schedule, into the AAC tournament, and then presumably the NCAA tournament. If you wanted me to guess, provide an educated guess, here's what I would guess the punishment's going to be. Repay the $11,500 to a charity. Suspension of 4 or 5 games. And they'll have to vacate the first 2 wins of this season. And by vacate, I don't mean forfeit. I think there's some confusion on that. And I want to be clear, I'm not crystal clear on this, but talking to people this afternoon, I feel like it's vacate, not forfeit. Because it's nonsensical for the selection committee to be sitting there the week heading into the NCAA tournament and pretending like Memphis took a loss to South Carolina State. I mean, that's just stupid.
Right.
My understanding is that they wouldn't forfeit those games. In other words, they wouldn't eventually be 0-3 as opposed to what they are right now, 2-1. They would eventually, at this moment, be 0-1 with a loss to Oregon. The other games simply would not exist. And I'll be honest, though that'll sound like a win for the NCAA, and it's among the reasons the NCAA wants to have that in there so that they can tell other schools, don't do what Memphis did because we'll make you vacate those games like Memphis did. Truth is, it won't matter to Memphis that much at all.
Right.
Those wins don't matter. Like, it's a win over South Carolina State, a win over Illinois, Chicago. Yeah. There is no selection committee member who's going to look at the quality of your resume and go, well, if they just had a win over South Carolina State, we'd put them in, but it actually does not matter. It means that if Memphis ends up with 28 wins, they would have otherwise had 30. They end up with 26 wins, they would have had 28. But it ain't going to really matter to your at-large resume. It could matter to different teams under different circumstances, though. Imagine if Kentucky were dealing with this exact same thing and handled it the exact same way and then reached a resolution where they had to vacate their first 2 wins of the season.
Well, they'd feel great about it.
Well, I hear you about the Evansville loss. Right. My larger point is this. They would have to vacate a win over Michigan State.
Sure, yeah, I know.
That would be removed from their resume. That would actually matter to Kentucky. But win over South Carolina State, win over Illinois, Chicago, it's not going to matter to Memphis's resume at all. And so if the punishment is actually 4 or 5 games, repay the money, and vacate the first 2 wins of the season that are meaningless wins anyway, that's terrific. Great news, given where we were last Friday and as recently as yesterday. You know, from the moment this news broke last Friday, I've been consistent in saying that the smartest thing Memphis could do is exactly what Memphis is doing now. I was in New York. Matt Stark was hosting the show. I jumped on the air with still not a clear understanding of what was happening, because I don't think I've ever shared this part of the story, but the truth is, I was in a makeup chair.
Right, you're about to go on TV.
I was literally getting my makeup done for television when this news broke. And so I jumped on radio talking to Matt Stark, and even though I didn't have a great grasp for exactly what was happening, the details were still emerging. What I told Matt Stark last Friday Memphis should do is rule James Wiseman ineligible and apply for reinstatement. And now that's what Memphis has done. Allowing him to play the entire season via an injunction, which is what, as recently as a couple of nights ago, Penny Hardaway said on national television he was hoping would happen, would have been insane. Something that could have done real long-term damage to the university's reputation, the basketball program's ability to operate, and the coach's career. Which, by the way, is not to suggest that threatening to do it didn't help on some level. It's impossible to know for sure. But there's an argument to be made, I can acknowledge, that James Wiseman taking the NCAA to court and Memphis choosing to play him in defiance of the NCAA's wishes made this a bigger national story than it otherwise would have been. And it allowed Memphis to garner support from coast to coast. So it's possible that the bold statement and the response it generated helped Memphis get a better deal, so to speak, than Memphis would have otherwise received. Again, I couldn't say for sure one way or another. Neither can anybody else. But is it possible? Sure, it's possible that this wild approach, an unusual approach, maybe benefited Memphis, as long as Memphis was always going to end up in the spot that it's in right now, trying to resolve it, on the verge of resolving it with the NCAA. Either way, all things considered, for whatever reason, Memphis is, again, in a good spot right now. The long-term risk of enrolling and playing James Wiseman appears to be off the table, given the facts of the case as we know them right now. And that's the most important thing to note. If the NCAA and Memphis resolve this, and as I said, they are expected to do so soon, as long as no new violations arise, the NCAA's restitution rule will never be applied. A notice of allegations from the NCAA will never arrive. So in the future, the program will not operate under a cloud that could negatively impact recruiting and any number of things. And all things considered, that's a tremendous outcome. And I know some of you fans, Memphis fans, are upset or disappointed that Memphis isn't going to fight. Like, I've got Twitter. I see your tweets. But it's just like I told you last Friday. And every day I've been on radio since, fighting this in the way James Wiseman was fighting it and the way Memphis was handling it would almost certainly prove to be counterproductive and damaging. Sure, James Wiseman could have, in theory, played every game without interruption. But at what cost? It could have been substantial, probably would have been substantial, if he didn't win in court and if the NCAA were ultimately allowed to enforce its rules. Someday down the road, likely after James Wiseman's off to the NBA, a notice of allegations would have probably arrived. It could have charged Memphis with knowingly using an ineligible player, could have charged Memphis with level one violations, and the punishment could have included Memphis not only vacating this season, but Memphis also being banned from future NCAA tournaments, hit with scholarship reductions, hit with recruiting restrictions, hit with monetary fines. There's no telling what the NCAA would have done. As Jay Billis pointed out during the Memphis, Oregon broadcast, the NCAA, if this played out the way it was on track to play out and the way it would have most likely played out if it went down that track to the end, the NCAA could have hit Memphis with a bag of hammers. Which is why, and let's be clear about this, I never told you I didn't want Memphis to fight. Memphis fighting is probably, personally, best for me, given my jobs. If we're being honest, it's incredible content. I've been busy all week. But if you care about that university, like I do, and like I know most of you do, Playing James Wiseman in defiance of the NCAA, even with an injunction, would have undeniably jeopardized the future of the program. Just not worth it. Which is precisely why almost nobody ever does it. It's like I told you on Monday, nobody wanted to focus on this, but Memphis isn't the only program that's had to sit a heralded player because of eligibility concerns. Kentucky did it with Enes Kanter. Kansas did it with Billy Preston and Silvio DeSosa. Louisville did it with Brian Bowen. Syracuse did it with Fab Mello. North Carolina did it with P.J. Harrison. Those are five of the top 15 programs in America. They've all had to do what Memphis is doing right now. This stuff is not unique to Memphis, no matter how badly you want to think it is. Here's the truth, like I've said all along. Here's what happened. Memphis enrolled a five-star prospect with an unusual residence change in his past, from one city to another city. The NCAA was always going to scrutinize James Wiseman's eligibility. Always. So they scrutinized it. They found an NCAA violation had occurred. And now here we are. It's why I told you on Monday that I wouldn't spend much time on that day or any other day debating with anybody whether Penny Hardaway was a booster in the NCAA's eyes or whether this was an impermissible benefit in the NCAA's eyes. Because he clearly was, and this clearly is. And guess who agrees with me? The University of Memphis. The school is conceding the point and now working on a fair and equitable resolution. Good for them. It's the smart thing to do. And that's all I've said from the jump. That's all I've said. You know, too many of you listen, and I say this as respectfully as I can say it, to the wrong people. And you work yourself into a frenzy with bad information. Because Twitter, Facebook, message boards, and yes, also the radio, is filled with people who just tell you what you want to hear. They tell you what you want to hear. Because it's way easier to have opinions about things when people are going to pat you back on the back because it's what they want to hear. So there's a lot of people out there to do it. They're the same people, by the way, who told you Tubby Smith was doing okay when I was screaming he wasn't. You know, that wasn't always a popular opinion, what I was saying, what I was sharing, what I was screaming. Some of you didn't like hearing it when I first started saying it. I got criticized for that. Think about how wild that is with hindsight. Can you imagine somebody criticizing me for saying Tubby Smith is a disaster?
No.
Think about how dumb that is with the benefit of hindsight.
Sure.
But I lived it. Criticized. All over the place. You don't know how this is going to play out. Tubby Smith's a Hall of Fame coach. I knew how it was going to play out. Exactly like I told you it was. So I told you. It was the truth. I was just giving you the truth. And that's all I've been doing this week too. Giving you the truth. When I said a violation was clearly committed, it's because a violation was clearly committed. When I said Memphis probably can't win this, it's because Memphis probably couldn't win it. When I said fighting the way Memphis was on the path to fighting, when I said it was counterproductive and risky, it's because it was counterproductive and risky. Simple as that. If you don't like the truth, I understand. Sometimes I don't like the truth either. You know, sometimes people will tweet me, tell me I look stupid on TV. I don't like to hear
that's
that.
That's hurtful.
I don't like to hear it. I don't like to hear that. But deep down, I know it's the truth. I mean, you don't have to tell me that via Twitter. It's unnecessarily mean. But it's the truth, so whatever. Like I said on Monday, I'm not going to be intentionally dumb to avoid telling you the truth, even when it's not what you want to hear. If you want that, there are places you can get it. But it's not going to be here, at least not from 4 to 6. Bottom line, whether you know it or not, this is a good day, an excellent day for the University of Memphis. The Twitter lawyers who had you all wanting to fight and thinking you had a fight, that dude's got no skin in the game. He hates the NCAA. He doesn't care about Memphis. So when Memphis was going to eventually get whacked for fighting the NCAA, it wouldn't matter to him. But if you're a Memphis fan, Memphis graduate, a Memphian, it would have mattered to you. And now it appears Memphis is not at risk of that at all. a short suspension, a repayment of the money, a team forced to vacate two meaningless wins. That's all it appears this is going to be. And given what it could have been, that's terrific news for Memphis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.